This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And we're here. We're live on a weekend where you hear a lot of canned broadcasts. We're live. We're broadcasting right here from my studio in New York. And we're here to take your phone calls. You can call us at 877-726-8255 and come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. We're talking intelligent medicine. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. Each weekend, we put those together for you in an entertaining way. And so stay with us this hour and next. Give us a couple hours each weekend, and we'll bring you up to date on all the latest and most crucial health stories. 877-726-8255 if you want to participate. We got lots of time to take your calls today. So, Hurricane Harvey has been dominating the news this week and virtually eclipsing everything else that's been happening in the world of news, and certainly on the science and health front, there's not been a lot of time to discuss stuff that's been happening. But on the nutrition front, there has been a veritable Hurricane Harvey because a huge new study is toppling the current world of nutrition. Headline, huge diet study questions conventional wisdom about carbs and fats. And so I got to say that we've been prescient about that. This is something we've been talking about for the last 15 or 20 years, is that the dietary guidelines for America, which suggests that we avoid saturated fat, that we go for low-fat dairy, that we substitute whole grains for fatty meats. These dietary guidelines have led America astray. And I'm reading here from a summary of what's called the PURE study. PURE stands for the Prospective Urban-Rural Epidemiology Study. They always try to put these together so that there's a nice acronym. PURE is a great one. It's a huge study of 135,000 people in 18 countries, including both high, medium, and low-income nations. It's unprecedented in scope and size. And it also took place over an average of 7.4 years. And what they discovered is that this huge prospective study of food intake in adults challenges several staunchly held beliefs about dietary components and their association with health risks. Finding the diets rich in fats, which are supposed to be bad, including even saturated fats, do not, I repeat, do not increase the risk of dying, but high carbohydrate diets do. So they say here, defining expectations, PURE found that high carbohydrate intake was associated with a significant increase in the risk of death, while both total fat and saturated and unsaturated fats were associated with a decreased risk of death. Talk about turning the paradigm on its head. Fat consumption was not associated with cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular death. So I dug up the original study, and let's do a deep dive on what it says. The formal title, Association of Dietary Nutrients with Blood Lipids and Blood Pressure in 18 Countries. And here's what they say. The results show that intake of total fat and even each type of fat, including saturated fats, was associated with a higher concentration of total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol. So you might say, okay, that's bad. It raises cholesterol and raises HDL. That's what the American Heart Association has been saying. So therefore, they conclude that you should not eat fat, and in particular saturated fat. But uh-oh, let's do a little slicing and dicing here. What happened is, in spite of the fact that cholesterol went up, so too did beneficial HDL cholesterol and something called apolipoprotein A, which is protective. Also, triglycerides were lower. The ratio of total cholesterol to HDL cholesterol was better with a high-fat diet. The ratio of apolipoprotein B, which is bad, to apolipoprotein A was improved. And higher carbohydrate intake was associated with a lower total cholesterol. Okay, well, they think that's good. Lower LDL, they think that's good. But also with lower HDL cholesterol, which is not good, lower ApoA, which is not good, and higher triglycerides, which is decidedly not good. And the bottom line is that there were benefits to a higher fat diet. And they conclude that our data are at odds with current recommendations to reduce total fat and saturated fats. Reducing saturated fatty acid intake and replacing it with carbohydrate has an adverse effect on blood lipids. Now, another proposition that's highly promoted by the American Heart Association and conventional diet groups, including government groups, is that instead of saturated fats, you should use lots of polyunsaturated oil. Well, au contraire, according to this study. Substituting saturated fats with unsaturated fats, they say, might improve some risk markers, but might worsen others. And they conclude that we've taken a wrong turn by focusing on a single lipid marker such as LDL cholesterol alone, because it does not capture the net clinical effects of nutrients on cardiovascular risk. So, you know, these days, what are the criteria for putting people on statins? LDL cholesterol. But LDL cholesterol doesn't tell the whole story. And there's a corollary to this big study, because in a second study using the same data, you know, the proposition that the more fruits and vegetables you eat, the better off you are. And the current recommendation is that you have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day. Well, I'm all for eating fresh fruits and vegetables. I consume tons of them. But according to this study, the benefits topped off at just 3 to 4 servings per day. So you needn't cram fresh fruits and vegetables into your diet. You can get the full benefits by consuming just 3 to 4 servings per day, according to this study. And that is a reassuring message for those of you who find it impossible to meet the unrealistic current dietary guidelines of 5 or more servings of fresh fruit and vegetables per day. One thing that's important to point out is that this study does not suggest that an ultra-low carbohydrate diet is necessarily the way to go. They said, our data doesn't support very low carb, but certainly it supports a moderate carb intake of around 55%. Many so-called heart-healthy diets advocate a carbohydrate percentage of 70 or 80%. And oh, by the way, protein turned out to be beneficial in terms of reducing cardiovascular risk and lowering blood pressure. So adequate protein part of the conclusions drawn from the study is that we need to include adequate protein in a heart-healthy diet. Let's not be afraid of animal fats and saturated fats, because according to the study, 18 countries, it didn't make a difference. And in fact, substituting carbs for that saturated fat proved detrimental. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us. 877-726-TALK is our number. Discuss this study or anything related to medicine or nutrition. We'll be right back to take some of your phone calls.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your phone calls on a Labor Day weekend. It's hard for me to say that. It's Labor Day weekend. Where did the summer go? Well, I'm looking forward to fall because fall is brisk weather and the pace increases, and it's a beautiful time of year. 877-726-TALK is our number, and we got a call from Andy in Seacliff, New York. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Well, pretty good, Dr. Hoffman, and thank you for taking this call.
My pleasure.
My concern is I've had a few grand mal seizures over the last 40 years, and the typical treatment is I take Dilantin for about a year, and then I go off of it, and I'm fine for many years. About 2 years ago, I had another grand mal seizure, and I stayed on Dilantin for about a year and went off of it, and about a week ago, I had another one. What other options do I have? Let me say that I take voluminous amounts of supplements.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the supplements that you're taking specifically for seizures?
Well, for seizures, I'm taking a lot of magnesium, including the new one, the 3-8, I think it's called.
3-8, which is said to cross the blood-brain barrier. The product that we use is called Protosorb magnesium, but at least conceptually, it's more likely to reach the brain and help brain disorders. You know, a seizure involves a rapid depolarization of the membranes of the neurons. And it's thought that magnesium has a stabilizing effect. Magnesium can prevent muscle spasms, and along the same lines, it may help to stabilize nerve impulses in the brain. At least that's the theory. So you're on the right track with magnesium. Presumably you take a lot of fish oil. Fish oil, too, has been shown to have stabilizing effects in seizure disorders, okay, right?
Yeah, the omega-3s and also the omega-7 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the omega-7 a little bit less substantiated in terms of support for seizures. Also, taurine has been shown to be helpful. Do you take taurine? Presumably, you know, you sound like a pretty savvy guy. You probably read about the benefits of taurine in terms of stabilization of nerve impulses.
No, not really. I've been taking it, though, for heart.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. So for the same reason, you know, cardiac arrhythmias are helped by taurine, in particular magnesium taurate. That's a good way to get both your magnesium and your taurine. And also along the same lines, because we're talking about nerve impulses, same thing in cardiac arrhythmias happens in the brain when there's a seizure. There's an aberrant firing of the nerves, and taurine may help to stabilize that. Okay, so other considerations. Have you heard about the ketogenic diet?
Yes, I was reading about that as effective, but I'd rather not have to go to that extreme if I can.
It is an extreme, but it is the most effective dietary way of quelling seizures. In fact, it is used in especially children who have refractory seizures. I mean, you got to weigh out. You can take the Dilantin, but there are kids who don't respond well to medications. And, of course, it's more consequential when kids take medications because that can affect their growth and their brain development. So they're a little bit more likely to be motivated, or the parents are anyway, to follow a very stringent diet. Now, the ketogenic diet is no joke. It is a no-carbohydrate diet. And so mostly you're going to get your calories from fat. You can consume protein, but it's about 60-70% fat. And among the sources are medium-chain triglycerides, which you can take, by the way. You will get a little bit movement towards ketosis, although you won't get full ketosis, by supplementing with MCT oil, medium-chain triglycerides. You can also get MCTs by taking coconut oil. Cooking with coconut oil or taking a couple of tablespoons of coconut oil daily, maybe put it in your smoothie, you will get some benefits. However, this is a tricky thing because it's almost better in a way that where you have continuous seizures, because then you know you really got to bite the bullet, you got to take a med. And if you have periodic seizures, it kind of lulls you into, okay, things are all right, but then you might be driving, you might be operating machinery, you might be in a situation that could put you at risk, you could fall, you could injure yourself. And therefore, sometimes the default is just to put you on medication for the rest of your life. It's a tricky situation when your seizures are so intermittent and happen so infrequently.
Yeah, what would the downside be to maintaining Dilantin?
Well, Dilantin has certain nutritional consequences. In particular, I think it may interfere with vitamin D metabolism. But a lot of people are fine with Dilantin long-term. It's not the worst thing in the world, unless you experience side effects. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A reminder, our number is 877-726-TALK. And this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And in a new move, the FDA is about to crack down on unauthorized stem cell clinics in the U.S. But first, let's take a call from Richard in Valley Stream, New York. How you doing, Richard?
Good, doctor. I'm 70 years old, and I'm going to be going to my cardiologist, which I go to a few times a year. I had a stress test done about 2 years ago, a nuclear stress test, and it seemed to be come out all right. And I've been reading about the EBT scan, and I was wondering whether I should ask him about that at my age, whether that would be something that would tell me more, whether I have any plaque in my heart or in the area around the heart.
That would be an excellent idea, Richard. And the EBT scan is part of my routine for looking at patients just like you. You know, you're 70 years old, you're male, and by definition, you're considered high risk for cardiovascular disease. By the way, why do you go to a cardiologist several times a year if you're otherwise healthy?
Yeah, I'm healthy. I have what they call a premature ventricular contraction, where I have, he explained to me, some, and it's not all the time. I was on a 30-day monitor, and it came up, I think it was two or three times, where I had for a couple of hours, maybe 2 or 3 hours in a row, where my heart was beating, where I had he called it a double ventricular.
Yeah, it's called bigeminy. It's like a couple of skip beats.
Right. I really don't feel it. He asked me if I felt anything. I really don't feel it at all. So,
okay,
so I don't.
It's two different types of heart problems. Yeah, two different types of heart problems.
He doesn't give me any medication for it because he said I have a very low. I do a lot of exercise, so my pulse is very low to begin with. It's in the high 40s, and so he said if he would give me, you know, for the time that when the heart does beat irregular,
it would be too low. So let me ask you about your exercise routine. Are you like a long distance runner, or have you been doing like lots of endurance exercise through your lifetime?
Marathons. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I used to run.
Listen to this. Unfortunately, and this is one of the downsides of all this exercise you've been doing, there's a higher risk of cardiac arrhythmias in people who are inveterate exercisers. I mean, I count myself among that, but I don't go those really long distances. Typically, they'll have a low resting heart rate, and they may have a slightly enlarged heart. It's called an athletic heart. But the net result of that sometimes is that when the heart slows down too much, there's an automatic, it's kind of a protective mechanism. It slows down too much, and then it wants to accelerate, and then you get a skipped beat. And sometimes those skipped beats can couple and triple, and they can go into runs, and you can either develop atrial fibrillation or you can develop a form of ventricular tachycardia. And that's fairly typical in high volume exercisers. So this is actually one of the potential downsides to a lifetime career of very, very rigorous endurance exercise. That being said, it says nothing about your risk for another type of heart problem, which is coronary artery disease. And while it's possible, even though you're an endurance athlete, to have coronary artery disease. In fact, there's some studies that suggest that really high levels of exercise might stress the arteries, might somewhat increase the risk for atherosclerosis. So it is a good idea for you to get an EBT heart scan. At least we can increase your awareness that potentially there's a problem. Alternatively, we can reassure you that your stress test, which is negative, is really indicative of the fact that you have very low risk of cardiovascular disease. So I do that EBT heart scan quite frequently in patients, and we can determine if they really need to do something to optimize their cholesterol, change their diet, take certain things to lower cardiovascular risk, even potentially take a statin. So I'd go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. What about radiation? Is it similar to the when I do the nuclear stress test? I notice there's a lot of, they say that it's quite a bit of
the advantage of the EBT heart scan is that it's what's called an electron beam test, which means it's about 1/10 the radiation of a normal CAT scan. And so I do it at a place called Inner Imaging with my patients here in New York, and the apparatus they use is very low radiation. So, one downside is, why don't you go every year and get the test, check it out? Well, cumulatively, you'd get a lot of radiation. So we want to minimize radiation exposure, but getting it once, and perhaps if it's low, you know, maybe in another 5 or 10 years, we can see, hey, how are we doing? Get a report card, but not more frequently than that, because the results would be meaningless. In addition to the fact that exposed patients to too much radiation. So get it done. I would suggest that first of all, your cardiologist may or may not be on board with this because it's not even reimbursed by insurance. You may have to pay privately for it, but it's well worth it. If for some reason, it's just not on the insurance map, and it should be. It's a test that I think is highly indicative of cardiovascular risk, correlates very nicely with the risk of heart attack ultimately. But for some reason, cost containment probably, it's not generally reimbursed. And sometimes doctors just vote with things that are on the insurance schedule. They say, well, I can't order that test for you because you won't get insurance. Well, you can do it on your own if you want. All right? So check it out.
Yeah. Thank you very much, doctor. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Hey, you could, by the way, call us with a result and let us know. You know,
okay.
In a couple of weeks, you come back and share the results with us, and I'll help you interpret it. All right. This is in line with something that I've been talking about for a long time, which is stem cell chop shops. You know, stem cell technology is really the technology of the future when it comes to treating and curing some really challenging diseases. I just read of the results of a study done in Japan where they injected pluripotent stem cells into the brains of monkeys, and they restored movement in these monkeys with an experimental model of Parkinson's disease. Now, these weren't just ordinary stem cells. These are stem cells that were specially cultivated and coaxed into becoming dopamine-secreting cells in the part of the brain, the substantia nigra, that is deficient in dopamine in Parkinson's disease. So it's very high-tech. It's not just, you know, take a little, some fat cells out of your abdomen, suck them out, put them in a syringe, squirt them into a centrifuge, spin it down, and then shoot the cell remnants into your bloodstream and hope that it's going to reach the target. The target may be the brain in a neurodegenerative disease like ALS or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. It may be the eye in the case of macular degeneration. It may be any body part that needs to regenerate. For example, the pancreas in patients who have diabetes where the islets of Langerhans aren't secreting insulin. Well, we can regenerate the islets of Langerhans, and that's a project that has been the target for diabetes researchers for more than a generation. They still haven't gotten it right, but there are places that are jumping the shark, and they're offering stem cell treatments as part of a general rejuvenative program and with claims that they can cure god-awful conditions like ALS, Alzheimer's, and so on. And I've been decrying that because it is really a violation of public trust to take a technology which has great promise and prematurely offer it to the public on a wing and a prayer. And it used to be you had to go to China or to places in the Caribbean or South America to get this type of therapy. Sometimes parents take their kids with developmental disorders like autism to clinics. In my opinion, to no avail and with the potential for harm. For example, this year, a paper published in the New England Journal of Medicine recounted how three women, ages 72 to 88, with macular degeneration were left blind after a stem cell treatment at an unnamed clinic in Florida in 2015. So it's about time. We've got a new administration. We've got a new surgeon general, actually a new FDA commissioner, that is, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who's a good guy. And on its website, the FDA is posting a warning letter that it sent last week to an outfit called U.S. Stem Cell Clinic of Sunrise, Florida, accusing the clinic of selling unapproved and non-sterile stem cell treatments and injecting them intravenously or, even worse, directly into patients' spines. Imagine, you know, somebody who's got paralysis and they say, well, we're going to regenerate your spine. Yeah, okay, there are scientists laboring, ethical scientists, try to work this out to make paralyzed people able to walk again. That would be a huge benefit to society if they could pull it off. But it's premature to offer this therapy because it hasn't been worked out and it's unsafe. An FDA official says that many patients have suffered great harm and even death as a result of using unproven stem cell therapies. So I applaud. You know, this is, it's not often that I'm on the same page with the FDA, the very self-same FDA that sometimes unfairly targets vitamin manufacturers with egregious regulations and warning letters. And attempts to extend its control over the supplement industry unnecessarily because the vast majority of supplement manufacturers are ethical and are not making dangerous products. But when it comes to stem cells, it's time for the FDA to step in and identify the handful of bad actors in the stem cell space. I hope that this is a sign that the FDA is going to step in and better regulate this area, because it's actually giving my field, the field of integrative medicine, a bad name when people are making overblown claims and then not delivering results and costing patients tens and tens of thousands of dollars for treatments which are ineffective and potentially harmful. It's about time. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. It's 877-726-8255 if you want to get directly into the doctor's office this hour or next. We've got plenty of time to take your phone calls on this beautiful holiday weekend. I hope you're doing something healthy on your behalf. You're already got a leg up on it by listening to this program for an hour or two. 877-726-TALK is our number. And when it comes to fatigue, the key to fatigue may be the mitochondria. These are the powerhouses of the cells. When the mitochondria don't function properly, that's when you begin to experience fatigue, sort of a cellular brownout. Inability to burn fuel and turn it into ATP, which is the energy compound that is necessary for powering all our cellular machinery. And the mitochondria is actually a little structure. It's not a bag, it actually is surrounded by a lipid membrane. When that membrane breaks down, the mitochondria can't function properly, and hence something called lipid replacement therapy can be supportive of energy. I've been talking about this for well over a decade. The product in question, NT Factor, it's based on lipid replacement technology. That means putting necessary phospholipids back into your cell membranes to enable them to work better. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. Now, NT Factor is available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin and mineral formula. It's a one-stop shop containing antioxidants and omega-3s. However, a lot of people just want to continue taking their favorite multi or their favorite omega-3, and they're desirous of getting the benefits of NT Factor alone, so a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with unique energy support, a pure NT Factor, and a potent delivery system. I don't go a day without taking NT Factor, doing it for years. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, so this is a concern that I've seen all over the internet and on social media, and it's we're going to apply some truth serum to fake news. There's not just fake news in the political realm. There's also fake news in the health realm, and among the fake news that has been circulating around is the idea that after Fukushima, all the fish that you eat that come from the Pacific, and that's a large proportion of the fish that we consume in the United States, is contaminated with radiation. And it's even gone so far as to suggest that some of our sponsors who make products from Japan, that those products are glowing with plutonium, or that they somehow are radioactive. And I've always said that although Fukushima is a terrible disaster, it's a big ocean. It's a huge ocean. There's an immense volume of water that can dilute bad things like radiation. And generally, the stuff that we get from the water is less likely to reflect some of the land-based pollution. Now, there's some exceptions, which I'll come to. But the Virginia Institute of Marine Science has undertaken research to see if the Fukushima power plant release of radioactive materials into nearby coastal waters following Japan's massive 2011 earthquake and tsunami is increasing the contamination of seafood with radioactive elements. And what they found is reassuring. Concerns regarding radioactivity in migratory seafood negated. The study suggests that the use of contaminants as environmental tracers following disasters. There's a new methodology where they look for certain breakdown products of uranium, cesium isotopes are among the things that are a sign that there is radiation present in the food that you eat. And what they found, they looked at tuna, swordfish, and sharks, large-bodied fish that would bioaccumulate radioactive substances if it were there in high amounts, and they found no concern. People were concerned about North Pacific salmon, halibut, and scallops off British Columbia. There was even information on the internet that, quote, the Pacific is dead. And the answer is there was no appreciable radiation found. Now, this does not negate the problems of PCBs and other industrial contaminants in coastal waters. For example, the Gulf and off the shore of the Northeast. where PCBs abound, and also mercury. These are real issues and potential contaminants. But when it comes to radioactivity, not a problem, according to the latest study. You may think, well, this is a whitewash, but no, scientific methodology proves that radioactivity is merely a specter created by alarmists on the Internet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.